It was 2010, and the economy was recovering from the recession. The state legislature had made major cuts to public education, and Roanoke City schools were struggling.
Purchasing books and materials, just basic things.
Melinda Mayo does communications for Roanoke City.
They had a summer school program that couldn't do it because they didn't have the money. And also a reading camp for students. Several things like that that they said we're not going to be able to fund them if we don't get the money.
Roanoke City Council decided to increase the meals tax on a short-term basis, 2% for 2 years. Many restaurant owners were against the idea, but the tax still passed. Thomas Becker had represented restaurant owners during the debate.
It was very contentious. There were a lot of emotions at the table. And this idea was really cooked up, pardon the pun, to overcome those issues and that tension.
The idea was a PR campaign for a tax. Becker got together with the city and asked, how can we turn this negative into a positive? They reached back out to local restaurants and said, we want to help drive traffic to your business.
Some were really fed up with it, honestly, and didn't want anything to do with it. Others said, hey, that's a great idea because I've got nothing to lose. And it was truly no cost to them.
Becker's PR business did some pro bono work, and the city chipped in. They got the Hospitality Association and Chamber of Commerce on board. Participating restaurants put out a sign with the logo of a fork holding up a couple of books and the slogan, Eat for Education. Diners could say they were coming out to support schools, and they'd get entered into a monthly drawing for a gift card. Restaurants hosted special evenings where teachers and educators would come speak.
It was a cause to say, look, you know, the city schools need us. Why don't we go out to dinner and help this restaurant and help the schools and help the city with the revenue tax increase?
Melinda Mayo remembers even city council got on board. To kick off the tax increase, all the members went out to eat.
And they went to three different restaurants. They went appetizers at one, you know, the main course at another, and dessert at another. People saw that. They saw that council was behind it, that they were supporting restaurants and schools.
Mayo says there were downsides. It was a lot of work, and the city had to spend some money on PR. But she says it was successful. Roanoke raised more than $9 million over 2 years, more than they expected. Diane Elliott owns Local Roots, a farm-to-table eatery in Roanoke. She didn't love that the city was targeting restaurants, but she was willing to contribute. What helped most in getting her on board was that the increase wasn't permanent.
It wasn't going to be forever, so it had a beginning, a middle, and an end to it.
Still, she wonders if the city could have found savings elsewhere in the budget, and she doesn't remember what the result of all the effort was.
I would like to know what the end result was, and I think it would be good to really know who is doing the oversight and to have the people who are in charge to report to those they're taxing.
Richmond's mayor is pushing city council here to vote on its own meals tax next week. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.